Hi, I'm Lisa Gunther, editor of Canadian Cattlemen Magazine, and I'm here again with Kelly Sidorek, our depth of field columnist. We're going to talk about her column from the March 2024 issue, which is about a phrase that was new to me, modern elders. So, Kelly, just tell us a little bit about that concept.
Thanks, Lisa. It was new to me, too. I came across it with a podcast, and the originator of the term, I guess you could say, is a fellow by the name of Chip Connolly. And he had quite an interesting career where he started out as a hotelier and created a line of boutique hotels. But anyway, his next career after that was he went to work for Airbnb. And sitting around the table when he was 54 and every other person on that team was significantly younger than him, he started playing around with this idea of, you know, when is middle age? And he actually now developed another term, middle essence. And so one of his premises is from people are living longer, even into their 90s. And if your work life started at 18, the middle of that is actually 54. So that was a bit of a shift for me because that makes it a bit later than we were once thinking of, but acknowledging that there is a change that happens that, you know, we often hear it referred to as a midlife crisis, but really noticing that at some point in time, what you had done in your earlier career building days, and this applies to farming and ranching as well, switches. But the switch is hard. And not without some struggles. So he really puts a new lens on looking at the redevelopment of the next stage, if you will, with that idea of being a modern elder. He also talks about the idea of the mentor-mentee combining with an intern relationship to be mentors, is what he calls it. So that really the concept that both parties, no matter the age they're at, have a lot to offer.
Yeah, and as I read it, and I mean, you write right in the column how it's likely applicable to a lot of families going through succession planning, wherever they are in that process, because there's so much change.
Right. Yes, for sure. And, you know, as we've spoke before, the idea that what the operation looks like down the road is going to be different because the new leader, if you will, isn't going to be the same, even though they're from the same family. And I think it's so important to, of course, make space and pave the way to help support the successors, but we need to help the founders with an exit. And as we've talked, so much of a farmer and rancher's identity is really immersed in the operation itself and trying to help for finding new ways to really be contributing, having meaning and purpose, but also getting out of the way. I'm reminded of a fellow that I had met out in BC a number of years ago, and he had ran a fairly significant size ranch for a bigger part of his life. And then it wasn't a family owned one. But when he retired, one of the things he became really renowned for was his gardening. And I remember it was particularly his potatoes. He really, which there's so many similarities there. But, you know, so for everybody being mindful that there is, you know, in our family businesses, I sometimes at workshops, I share some videos of relay racing where it's a really excellent baton pass, you know, and that's what we're all working for. But then go look at the bloopers, you know, people are falling, they're tripping, they're dropping the baton. But the point being that we need to keep moving forward with it. And I just think that this Chip Connolly and the way he frames the middle or later stages, if you will, as really being a valuable time. Another piece of it that he talked about was people's level of satisfaction or happiness is higher in their 20s, 30s, and then it drops 40s, 50s, but then it comes back up again in the 60s and 70s. And I thought that was interesting as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, again, as we talked about before, like, change is hard, and it's hard for everybody, I think, right? Like every family goes through some version of this. It's not, you know, it never looks like, it's never the polished baton pass that we would all like. There's some practice runs.
There's a lossy practice run. And, you know, I like that idea too. David Irvine talks about the concept, you know, we aren't really that good at sitting down and having these difficult conversations, being better listeners, being better communicators. But it is truly like any other muscle. And we need to practice at it. And it will get better as we go along.
Anything else you want to add today, Kelly? Or
no, I think that if people are interested, check out, we'll have some links in the column. And Chip Connolly and the Modern Elder is an interesting concept.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just another example of we can learn a lot from people outside of agriculture. It's business is business in a way,
right? Yeah, business is business. That's 100% right. Thanks, Lisa.
Great, thank you.